Up next, we've got Coach Paul West, head of Oregon. How are you doing, Coach?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Would you like to start with an opening statement?
Sure. We have a big weekend coming up. We have Stanford, Cal, two nationally ranked teams, so kind of excited about that weekend and looking forward to it.
All right. With that, we'll open it up for questions.
To ask Coach a question, press star one. Our first question comes from Michelle Smith of ESPN.
Coach, what are your impressions? I know you'll play Cal this weekend. Can you talk to me about Jennifer Brandon at Cal a little bit, and maybe her skill set and athleticism?
I know her from the past. I'll have a much better take, after Sunday's game. But she's a high level basketball player. Has great, around the rim, seems to make all the big plays, especially late in games. So, we have a high respect for her and her partners who come in and really attack you on the boards.
Thank you.
Again, for questions, press star one. Our next question comes from Jeff Metcalf of Arizona Republic.
So you were able to get some people back or healthy. You got the volleyball player. How has all that helped you to be more competitive?
I think it has had a very significant impact. Elizabeth Brenner coming back from her volleyball play and getting to the finals probably took her a couple of weeks to make the switch over. Even though when she arrived, she was helpful and productive, but she's ready to go now. She's had two or three good games, 30 minutes a game, getting close to double doubles. So she's been a big impact for us.
How hard is that? You just don't see that much these days. Although I know some people have tapped into volleyball a little bit, for depth, but. For somebody to really come and play quality minutes on both sports, how hard is that?
I think it's very difficult. I think Liz Brenner is clearly the exception. I don't know other programs that have multiple sport players like her. And my guess is that when somebody does play a second sport, it's, clear cut. Well, this player is really great in this, but just okay. Nice to have on the bench and kind of fill in a little bit. I saw her in her volleyball season. She was very, very good. And she's equal to the task in basketball. She's a starting player in our league, even if she never played basketball, volleyball.
One more thing, Paul. I remember in December you said somebody still got to beat Stanford, and at least one team's been able to do that. Do you feel like the conference is catching up some?
Well, I think what I said, several weeks ago, I put it in a way. I don't really think anyone was going to beat Stanford. But obviously Cal has, so that pattern has been broken, and now we have two teams that are dead even and going at each other, double your trouble. But I still think Stanford is the premier team right now.
Great, thanks a lot.
Our next question comes from Elliot Almond of San Jose Mercury News.
Paul, I just wanted to follow up on what Jeff was asking you. You say Stanford, you believe Stanford's still the premium team. Why did you feel that they could get through another season in this particular Pac-12 without getting defeated?
I'm a little bit of a history buff. They haven't lost, so I just was going on their past performances. I knew that other teams in our league were catching, like Cal, UCLA, and others. You know, so I knew the gap was getting closed. It wasn't like they were going to beat everybody by 30 or 40 points, which they had done in the past couple of years. But, you know, I'm always an advocate, you know, until somebody beats you and pushes you aside, you're still the best. So, you know, obviously it was a big win for Cal a couple of weeks ago, but, you know, you know, I still think that Stanford is the better team in our conference.
Great. Thanks much.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in, Coach. Good luck this week.
My pleasure. Thank you.